So here we are then, the first lifestyle show of 2020, a brand new year, a brand new decade, and plenty going on at the Cedar Court Hotel in Harrogate. And joining me in the studio today, for the first time this decade, we have the Cedar Court's very own Minister of Fun, Linda Bradley. Linda, Happy New Year and welcome to the Stray Lifestyle Show.
Oh, thank you very much and Happy New Year to you.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Had a lovely Christmas, thank you. I actually managed to take Christmas and New Year off.
Really?
Which is quite rare. Fantastic. In the hospitality industry.
I can imagine. But it was really busy for the Cedar Court Hotel throughout December, wasn't it? We spoke about it on the Stray Lifestyle Show before.
Yes, very, very busy. Christmas parties galore. Bonkers bingo sold out in the end of November. It was absolutely crazy. But yeah, really, really good year for us.
So speaking of Bonkers Bingo, we're going to talk about some upcoming events to the Cedar Court Hotel within the next couple of months. And the first Bonkers Bingo of this decade, this year of 2020, will be on Friday the 31st of January. It's already getting booked up, but for someone that's not heard of it, it did start last year, Bonkers Bingo. Just talk us through the whole concept.
Yeah, well, it is getting booked up. The tickets are selling very, very quickly. We've been selling them all the way through December, actually. I don't know whether people are kind of thinking, right, they're going to do Dry January and then celebrate on the 31st of January with a Bonkers Bingo. But yeah, tickets are going really, really quickly and I am expecting it to sell out. But it is just basically grab your girlfriends, boyfriends, whoever, and come and have a really good night with us. Doors open at 7 o'clock. First game is at 8 and it's 6 games of bingo. Lots of alcohol is consumed throughout the night. So by the time you get to game probably 4, you're struggling to see the numbers on your card. But that's what it's all about. We encourage dancing on your chairs. There's lots of dance-offs. So people are brought up to the stage to strut their stuff. And it's just a really good, fun evening. And the, you know, when people leave the night, they always say to me, I'm always there. And they always say to me when they leave the night, what a cracking night.
And it really is bonkers, isn't it? A few crazy prizes in there as well.
Yes.
So people can win a few strange
oh,
things.
Oh, yes. Do not come to win a fortune.
And as we said, it's on the last day of January as well. So if you are doing Dry January, you can finish the month with a boom.
Yes, you can. And I know I've said in the past, who on earth would do Dry January? But Ben, I am doing it.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it.
Yes.
You're taking part.
Yes, I know. How am I going to get through January as the Minister of Fun without a gin and tonic? So it will be a cracking, cracking night. And I think people, they enjoy it because it's a safe environment. It's under one roof and, you know, they can just let their hair down. And I know a lot of people, they leave us and go into town and carry on the celebrations.
Oh, really? Start as you mean to go on.
Absolutely.
And within the next week, you've got another big event coming up, Gin and Jazz, which you do every month on the first Thursday of every month. So this will be on Thursday, the 6th of February. So the Gin and Jazz nights at the Cedar Court Hotel, is it what it says on the tin?
It is, absolutely. Live jazz and some gin cocktails. In February, we are sponsored by Royal Fox Gin. And they're sponsoring the gin and jazz for us throughout February. Local gin company based in Huddersfield. We always try and use local gins for our gin and jazz. And there'll be cocktails. You can go online and buy vouchers for this. And if you buy a voucher for £12.50, you get 3 gins.
First week in February is a very busy one for you, Linda, in particular those 2 days, because the following day after the first gin and jazz is an authentic Greek experience where you've teamed up with Papa's Restaurant in Harrogate, a very popular Greek restaurant. Just tell us about that evening happening on the 7th of February.
Yes, I'm going to need to lie down on the 8th of February, I think. So the 7th of February, we have got Papa's Restaurant. So they are closing their doors on the 7th of February and they are bringing everybody to the Cedar Court Harrogate. So their chefs, their waiters, and they are going to provide an absolutely amazing experience. I actually went and had dinner at Papa's in December and it was just so much fun. But on a smaller scale, we are going to make that bigger. We're going to have live music. We're going to have belly dancers. You arrive with a glass of ouzo, 3-course tapas meal and half a bottle of wine, all for £35 a head. It
wow.
is going to be amazing. And if you've dined at Papa's before, it is a fantastic Greek experience. By the end of the evening, when I went and dined there in December, I was up dancing. Really? I might have had a few Proseccos, but I was up dancing with Alti because they just get everybody involved, and it will be that, but just on a much bigger scale. Plate smashing, you know, all the typical Greek.
Plate smashing as well?
Yes, absolutely. You can't have a Greek night without some plate smashing.
Can you bring your own crockery if you want to get involved with
if
that?
If there's anything you want to get rid of, no, we will provide the plates to smash.
So that is on Friday the 7th of February from 7:30 until late. So it's an ongoing event that evening.
Yes.
Authentically Greek. What more could you ask
absolutely.
For
absolutely. And it will go on until the people go home, because that's what they do in Greece, apparently. But yeah, I am really, really looking forward to this one. It is going to be such a good night. Again, if you want to buy a gift for somebody, there's gift vouchers on the website. Also, with it being a Friday night, we're doing special accommodation rates as well. If you don't want to go home and you just want to keep partying, you can stay overnight with some of our special rates on the accommodation.
Fantastic. If you are interested in any of the events upcoming to the Cedar Court Hotels at the start of 2020, we will put some more information on where you can book tickets on the Stray FM website. If anyone does want to look into these events a bit more, or any of the other events at Cedar Court Hotel Harrogate, Linda, how can they do so?
On our website, cedarcourthotels.co.uk, or they can phone us 85 85 85. I'm so glad it's an easy number to remember.
Fantastic. Well, Linda, thank you so much for coming into the Stray FM studio again for 2020, the first one of the decade, and I look forward to some of those upcoming events.